The United Nations says there are millions of light arms in West Africa. These easy-to-carry weapons further worsen current conflicts in Guinea-Bissau, Cote d'Ivoire, and the Niger Delta, the oil-producing area of Nigeria. But Alex Vines, a researcher at the British Institute of International Affairs in London, says the amount of weapons in the area is not as alarming as the UN believes. Mr. Vines, who has studied this problem for some years, says the figure is probably hundreds of thousands. He says while much of the weapons are imported, local blacksmiths are producing a significant amount.
Light weapons, guns are nothing new in West Africa. The blacksmiths were making guns in Ghana 200 years ago to fight the colonialists. There's been a long history of blacksmithing in Nigeria.
Mr. Vine says internal conflicts due to politics and poverty are to blame for the influx of guns into West Africa. That is the case in the Niger Delta, where years of neglect by successive governments and oil multinationals forced local people into rebellion. Mr. Vine says the large amounts of weapons used by the rebels are financed with money made from illegal oil bunkering, which is common in the area. In the same way, says former Liberian President Charles Taylor, used money from Liberia's diamond, timber, and shipping registry to purchase weapons used in Liberia, Sierra Leone, and now in Cote d'Ivoire. According to the expert, getting rid of these destructive weapons is not as easy as recent efforts have shown. For example, in Nigeria's Niger Delta, the authorities have been encouraging combatants to surrender their weapons in exchange for money. But Mr. Vine says this has only recorded limited success.
The reality is that these guns are all, the ones that are handed in are all very old and not very valuable. And so my suspicion is that the best weapons are still being stockpiled for a rainy day.
For a more effective solution, Mr. Vine suggests a joint action by the regional body, Economic Community of West African States, ECOWAS. Already, he says the body has a moratorium in force that requires member states to get permission to import light weapons. However, he says some members are undermining the arrangement by failing to comply.
On paper, the ECOWAS moratorium looks good, but it hasn't been working, and in fact, the ECOWAS Secretariat and the ECOWAS heads of state and government have recognized that. And now they're talking about putting a mandatory convention in place. So negotiations are starting. And as with so many legislation for ECOWAS in West Africa, it's one thing to get the draft text and then adopt it, but then it's the enactment by national assemblies and parliaments in the region, and that can take many years.
Because of the limited success of the moratorium, analysts say ECOWAS countries are in the process of tightening the laws with the likelihood of imposing sanctions against offenders. Beyond that, Mr. Vines also calls for better coordination among groups trying to disarm combatants in the various conflict zones.
UN disarmament efforts don't even coordinate very well. For example, the Liberia disarmament process was offering significantly less money in flat US dollar terms than in Ivory Coast. So, of course, what was happening? People are holding onto their guns in Liberia until they can sell them to Cote d'Ivoire. And what's Cote d'Ivoire got? It's got a conflict. And the UN should just talk to each other. But in UN operation in Cote d'Ivoire is in competition with the one in Liberia.
Lasting solution, says Mr. Vines, will come with the resolution of the region's political problems. This will in turn focus more attention on ending mass poverty, which many blame for creating the conflict in the first place. For VOA's English to Africa service, Paul Okolo reporting from Lagos.